Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. We are grateful to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips to turn to. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset, and both Venus and Saturn in the early morning sky before dawn. The moon is a mere crescent this week.
And this week, I understand you are taking us to the outer solar system for not one, but two stories?
Indeed. First was a surprise announcement that the farthest object known has been detected in the dark depths of the outer solar system. This object orbits the sun at an astonishingly large distance of 13 billion miles. Because it's so far out, it has been given the catchy name of Far Far Out. Similarly, a team led by astronomer Mike Brown, a frequent visitor to the Subaru Observatory atop Mauna Kea, has stated that they expect to find the mysterious Planet 9 sometime in the next few years.
Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, it's expected to not be a planet. In fact, it's almost certainly going to be a small icy body, probably similar to those found in the Kuiper Belt, albeit very, very far away. However, we can't say for certain what it is right now because it exists at our very limits of detection.
And one would think Planet 9 would be a lot bigger, so it would be easier to spot. But then again, when you realize how tiny Pluto really is.
Indeed, and Planet 9 has still proven to be elusive, despite having an estimated mass approximately 10 times that of the Earth, which would make it a large ice giant planet, similar to Uranus or Neptune. However, Brown's team have only an approximate location for its orbit.
This Planet 9 thing is not one of these mysterious conspiracy theory-laden things you find on the internet or wherever else, right?
It is not. It is a purely natural phenomenon.
And if they know the orbit on this thing, can't they just do the math and kind of calculate where it might be?
Well, the physics makes it seem that it's pretty easy, right? But the area of the sky they have to scan is huge. And also, Planet X, if it is indeed there, is going to be very, very faint and very, very cold, meaning visible and infrared detection is going to be very hard indeed. However, I'm confident that eventually Brown's team will find it.
That is, unless it has its cloaking device activated. It's Stargazer and Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence, and you can find it on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.